Hello, brethren. Welcome as you tune in. We just, passed through a very cold period where it was all snowing in Milan. I know snow might sound as something normal to those of us living in Canada or in America, but in places like Milan or Italy, it's very rare you see snow. So we had a very, you can say, white Christmas. Amen. Now let us begin to remind ourselves of the precious promises of the Lord, the precious promises of our Lord Jesus, the goodies He has come to give to humanity, to all of humanity. Amen. We have to constantly remind each other. We have to constantly meditate on the Word of God. Constantly. It's our constant meditation on the things that be of God and on the Word of God that will actually keep us pure as we sojourn, as we pass through this world. How many of us realize that this world is temporary? The things we see are temporary. We are only like strangers passing through this world. Amen. Sojourning. Once you have a revelation of the Father and His kingdom, this world now becomes like a, just a passing place. You're just passing through. Amen. You know how the sheep, sits down, in green fields. First of all, they eat the grass. And later on, they sit down in the quiet to chew the cud. They chew the cud again and again and again and again and again and again. And this is should be a characteristic of the of true Christians. Those that are called of the Lord, they are constantly meditating on the Word of God. Hallelujah. I could read the Word of God and, look at it from all angles, explore it from all angles, squeezing out every inch of revelation and light that the Father wants to give to us. Amen. His revelation and His light, we shall see life. Hallelujah. We shall see life. Amen. Today we're going to just touch a bit on a very wide topic called death and hell. We want to look into the significance of death and hell. I want to understand how our Lord Jesus Christ overcomes death. Amen. You see, death is something that is very, very, it's a subject that has baffled people for many years. Death. You agree with me that even great, great wise men, scholars, all give up when it comes to the issue of death because they admit that death is beyond them. It's something that they cannot fathom, they cannot comprehend, they cannot understand. Amen. You see, but we who are called of the Lord have the ability to understand all things. Because the Spirit of God teaches all things. He teaches us all things. He makes us wiser than our peers. He makes us wiser than the people of this earth. Hallelujah. His wisdom causes us to see and understand His thoughts. Amen. And when we understand His thoughts, we can now sour and live in that perfect victory that we are seeking. So we always go through again and again and again through the scriptures so that we can get a clear understanding of the issue called death and how we can overcome death. Amen. You know, the Bible, if you turn quickly to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24. It says, the end, death cometh the end. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24. It says, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put all rule and authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet, but when he said all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a very, very important piece of scripture here, with very rich information. He's saying here that then cometh the end of what? We can look at it in many ways. We can call it the end of the world, the end of the faith. Amen. The end of that thing that Christ Jesus set out to accomplish in the midst of the earth. Hallelujah. Then cometh the end. What he puts everything under the subjection of Christ. Amen. And the last enemy to be defeated is what? Is death. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to understand that this particular end that the Bible is talking about is an end that comes in each and every one of us individually. There is no such thing as a collective end of the world where the systems of the world will come to a grinding halt in a particular second. All those are fables, fables of men. Amen. Who do not have an insight into the things of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So let us understand that when the Bible talks about the end, then cometh the end of the world, the end of the faith. This thing goes in relation to each and every one of us individually. Amen. Hallelujah. He's saying that in each and every one of us, Christ has to reign and reign and reign until everything is brought under his subjection. All the principalities and power. Hallelujah. Every thought faculty. Amen. Everything human in us has to what? Be brought down and put under the subjection of what? Of Christ. The last enemy to be defeated in us is what? Is death. Hallelujah. And when that death is defeated, we have the perfect day of the Lord. We have, life of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you see, we just first of all want to give a brief history. Let us go back and meditate. And let us see where this thing they call death came from. Where did death come from? Death. Hallelujah. Where did this thing called death come from? Death. Let us look into it. This thing that has mystified people for ages. Amen. This thing that is, this concept that is actually being misunderstood even to this very day. Amen. Hallelujah. You see that I like to always refer to Adam, because Adam is placed in the Bible, in form of allegories, in form of a parable, for us to understand our origin, our true selves, and how the fall came about. Because you will discover that every man upon the face of the earth is walking that Adam-like experience. Meaning that the same thing that Adam went through is what each and every man upon the face of the earth is going through. Amen? The same way Adam slipped away from God's presence into a realm cut off from God, the same way Adam lost his inheritance in God, is the same way man is constantly slipping away from the realm of God's presence. Amen? This thing is a parable, and this thing occurs in each and every one of us. Amen? The same way Adam found himself in a wilderness condition, where he had to toil, where he had to sweat, you know, where things don't work out for him anymore. Amen? Where he felt himself, you know, unworthy to stand before the presence of the Father. Where he saw himself cut off from the life of God. You know? That is the same situation humanity or every single man finds himself in. Of course, there are various degrees. But understand that every man born into this physical world of appearances goes through the Adam-like experience. Because when we are born in that perfect, immaculate state of innocence. You see, but we slip with time. We are conformed to a world that is outside of God's world. Amen. The conformation to this world actually is a process of indoctrination. Amen. With lies from the principalities and powers of this age, which is actually simply the spirit of carnal men walking hand in hand. Amen. This world that we see in this physical world of appearance is actually the works of carnal men, the works of the spirit of men, you know, that come together to, you know, to form an entity called the world. Amen? And this entity does not know God, neither does it understand the mind of God. Amen? So what happens is that this, we are born into this world and we are conformed into this world. Amen? We all have received of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Amen? In the carnality of our minds, amen, and in our fellowship with the systems of men and the systems of religion, we have all been contaminated. We have all been spotted. Hallelujah. We've all partook of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we are, you see, men are still partaking of that thing on a daily basis. So that as we partake of that thing, there's a continuous conformation, you know, into an image that is serpent-like, that is like of the beast. Amen? We are being conformed to an earthly image. You see, the beast is that serpent that crawls upon the earth. It's that serpent, you know, that, you know, is from beneath, is from below. Amen? That lurks in dark places. Hallelujah. And it's contrary to God. It's simply the spirit of carnality, the earthly spirit. Amen? And each of and every one of us have joined ourselves to that kind of spirit. Hallelujah. You see, there is no such thing as a snake or a serpent somewhere in one hole or in one big corner somewhere that people call Satan. Satan walks through, or rather that entity called Satan walks through the spirits of men, you know. The spirit of carnal men. Hallelujah. The spirit of men living the wisdom of this age, which is the wisdom of man. Hallelujah. Amen. And what that spirit of man can see and perceive is only the things of this world. Amen. His treasure, his heart is set on the things of this world. And unknowingly he corrupts himself. He entangles himself more and more in the bondages of this age, and therefore feels more and more unworthy to stand before the presence of God. Amen. There's a voice that wells up within him. There's condemnation within him. He feels that he's a sinner. He says that I am naked. He hid himself from. You see, man hides himself from the presence of God because of a feeling of condemnation. Amen. All boldness. Amen. And all access to the Father is lost. Amen. In reality, man loses the fellowship that he had in the beginning. Just the same way Adam lost his fellowship with God. The thing that distinguished Adam, the thing that made Adam actually to experience the Garden of Eden was that secret fellowship with the Father. Amen. But the moment he took of the knowledge of the good and evil, he died, like according to the word of the Lord when in the book of Genesis. It says, the day you take of that tree, you shall die. And what happened? He died from the moment he took of that tree. He died spiritually. Amen. Because he lost, you know, a knowledge of his true inheritance. He lost a knowledge of his true fellowship in life with the Father. And was cut off. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The fruit of death is hell. The environment that death produces is what we call hell. It's a result of the annihilation, amen, and the separation from the living God. It produces that environment called hell, where you have to sweat and live in fear all your life and in worries, in torments. Well, you live like a wanderer, not knowing where you are coming from and where you are going. Amen. You live in fear day and night. What you shall eat, what you shall wear. Why? Because you feel all alone. You feel orphaned in this world. Amen. You feel left alone, orphaned. And you now have to fight, you know, for a living. You have to fight to survive and to make ends meet. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a cold world out there. Many people feel this torment. Amen. I discussed with a couple of people, you know, over the years, and, you know, I met one who told me he cannot have a child because he wouldn't want a child to come into this world, you know, to suffer. He wouldn't want a child to come into this wicked, cold world. Now, why would that person think this way? Because that same person has experienced the chilly effect of being left alone in this world. All alone in this world. Amen. Nobody is with you. Brethren, some of us, we thought our parents were our shield. We thought our parents were our companion for life. You see, but as you begin to grow older, you begin to discover that they themselves are even naked. They themselves actually also lack that covering. They themselves actually need that covering. Amen. So along the line, people get disappointed. You get disappointed because you trusted in your parents after the flesh. You get disappointed because you trusted in your children that probably when they grow up they will take care of you in your old age, and you discover that they don't meet up to expectation. You counted on your husband to be like a type of companion and a covering to provide for you and to be, you know, that sufficient, all-sufficient person for you. But you discover at the end of the day that it's not possible. That's why, you know, you get angry, you get disillusioned, amen, and you get bitter, amen. And I tell you, I've met a lot of sisters here in Italy, you know, who at times, you see, they could write me pages and pages of email of how the husband abandoned them, of how the child doesn't love her, of how things have gone wrong for them. See? And the truth about it is that we have all suffered all these things. Oh, this why? Because we have lost that fellowship we have with the Father. We discover that all that we ever need in this life is that fellowship with the Father and light. Amen. That is the thing that can keep us for all eternity. Amen. It's not your children, it's not your wife, it's not your husband, it's not your parents after the flesh. Amen. they all have to talking back into that eternal source. Amen. Your children have to connect back to the Father. Your parents have to connect back to the Father. Each and every one have to present ourselves back to the presence of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. And this comes by the message. This comes by the gospel we are hearing in this hour. This comes by the message of truth that comes to dispel darkness. Hallelujah. So, we are saying that in the Adam-like experience, I said Adam is a parable, and we all fit into that parable. Amen. When we are all perishing. Hallelujah. Amen. Adam died from the moment, you know, he took of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Amen. It's fruit of carnality, the fruit of appearances. Amen. Hallelujah. And what happened? He now slips away from God. Amen. He died. Amen. The fact that he was walking upon the earth with a physical body for a couple of 100 years does not mean that Adam lived. Amen. Death is a spiritual thing. Amen. Death has got nothing to do with leaving the physical body and going into the afterworld. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? True death is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual concept. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in the first place, none of us are flesh and blood entities. We are spiritual entities. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a physical body as a house as we pass through this world. But we are spirits in reality. Amen. Death is simply what? The loss of our consciousness, of our true selves in God. Amen. You know, when a man is dead, he cannot see, he cannot speak, he cannot hear. Amen. You are completely unconscious of reality. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the condition of a man in a grave. So when you die off, you lose all consciousness of your surroundings. You can't speak, you can't hear, neither can you talk. That is how man dies spiritually. Amen. When he conforms to this world, you die off. We all died, and we all lost the knowledge of the living God. We all lost the knowledge of our part in God. Amen. Hallelujah. We all lost the knowledge of our oneness with God. Amen. We lost the knowledge of the love of the omnipotent one. Hallelujah. Because somewhere along the line, there has been a wall of separation in our minds. Amen. A wall of separation in our minds. A veil. A covering. Amen. That has covered us from realizing what our love relation with the Father. Our oneness in Him. Amen. It has caused us to lose that knowledge completely. Amen. That's why we have suffered in vain all these years. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, in the book of 1 John, the Bible, 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, this is John writing in one of his letters. John the Apostle, who was very spiritual, who was one who could see and discern, you know, the thoughts of God, because he was close to the Son. He says, and we know the Son of God. That's John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idol. Now listen carefully. Amen. Jesus Christ is come to do what? To give us understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. That we may know him that is true. Amen. Listen. And that we are in him that is true, even the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen to this again. He said, this is the true God and eternal life. Amen. He has come to do what? To enlighten us, illuminate us. Hallelujah. That darkness over our minds, amen, is death. Hallelujah. That is death. Amen. You die, amen, when you lose a consciousness of who you are in Christ. When you lose a consciousness of your origin in Christ. When you lose a consciousness of your origin in God. Amen. That you are part of the Godhead. Amen. Listen to it. I'm not the one writing it here. He has come to give us understanding. Because we lost that understanding in the fall. We lost that understanding when our minds were darkened. Hallelujah. So he has now come to give us truth. To give us understanding. Amen. Something that we lost is a precious truth we lost in the fall. It's a precious understanding that we lost in the Adam-like consciousness. Hallelujah. We lost it to the, you know, the doctrines and the, you know, the influence of the principalities and powers of this age. Hallelujah. And the time has now come for us to arise and recognize who we are. Amen. Arise from the dead and understand that you are the Son. Amen. Arise from the dead and take up your identity and walk in the Father. Hallelujah. This is the truth. This is why Jesus Christ came to, was revealed here on earth. He was not revealed to form religion. He was not revealed to form movements. Amen. He was not revealed to gather, you know, millions in church who do not have this revelation. Amen. If you like, you can have a church that has, you know, millions of people. You can have, you know, miracle sessions and do whatever you want. Amen. But if you do not have this precious truth, this particular basic truth, amen, if the people are not fed with this truth, it is not of God. The truth is that we are in Him. The truth is that we are Christ. Amen. And we are what? In God. Hallelujah. We are. That body forms the Godhead. This is the only God and eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. You have suffered. You have toiled. You have felt that loneliness. You have felt cast out. You have felt orphaned all these years. Amen. You've suffered the torments of lack and want. You've suffered, you know, the torments of the fears of tomorrow. Hallelujah. Simply because you lost what? A knowledge. Amen. Of Him that is true. Of your true self. Hallelujah. Amen. We lost it in the dust of humanity. Hallelujah. When Adam went to sleep in the dust, dust you are, dust return. Adam slept in the dust. He slept in the dust. Hallelujah. In the dust he lost all that knowledge. Amen. But with the searchlight of the Spirit right now, what we are doing is shining forth that knowledge of God into the, you know, into the earth now to search out that treasure and to bring that treasure. Amen. Isn't the word of God wonderful? Isn't the word the Lord wonderful? Amen. Hallelujah. This is all that we ever need for our sustenance. Amen. The death and darkness, ignorance. Amen. Is that which veils your true self. Who is Christ? Who is part and parcel of the body of Christ? Who is the only true God? Who created the heavens and the earth? And who rules over all? Amen. So the Christ must reign in us. Amen. He reigns and rules in us, illuminating every aspect of our mind faculties, illuminating every aspect of us. Amen. Till death is brought under subjection. Hallelujah. What is death? That ignorance of your part in Christ. Amen. So that when that death is brought under subjection, that darkness is no more. What we have is Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And Christ is one with the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. This is all that we ever need. Amen. This is the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. This is the mystery that we are called to manifest before before the men to see. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said, the works that I do, you shall do them. It's not just talking about casting out devils. It's not just talking about raising up physically dead people. It's not just talking about curing physically sick people. No. Brethren, the true works of the Lord of Christ is to demonstrate this mystery that we are in Christ, who is the only God, who is the only true God. Hallelujah. We are to demonstrate this mystery for humanity to behold. Amen. Hallelujah. Arise from the dead, brethren. Arise. Amen. Arise from your place of tears. Amen. From the place of sadness. From the place of depression. Arise right now and, you know, receive what the Lord is saying in this hour. Turn quickly to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 19. John, chapter 14, verse 19. It says, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father. Amen. And ye in me, and I in you. Hallelujah. Listen to it carefully. In that day, which day? He's talking of the day of the Lord, the perfect day. That day when all shadows are faded away. Amen. That day when your salvation has come to stay, you shall know, when I'm talking of the head knowledge, you shall realize that you are Christ. You are in Him. You are one in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And Christ is in God. Amen. This is a mystery that has been hidden, you know, in our descent into mortality. But everything is coming forth to light right now as the gospel goes forth. Amen. That we shall know in that day. Amen. That is what they call a resurrection back to life. Amen. Amen. Death is a loss of that, this particular precious truth. In our dying, we lose all consciousness of our true identities in Christ. Amen. Who is one with the Father. We lose all that knowledge in death. Amen. But Christ comes and revives us, and we now come to know that of a truth we are in Him. Amen. Who is in God? Hallelujah. Understand that Christ, Jesus is not coming here to make us to be in Him. No. He's saying that we shall realize that we are already in Him. We are already in Christ. We are already in Him. But we have been blinded. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Zabala Satanda Rabashukindiba. Amen. Listen to these words carefully. These are words of life. This is the precious pearl of great price. This is the understanding, or this is the knowledge. This is the covering that we ever need for our sustenance throughout the whole of eternity. Amen. Because if the Lord be with you, who can be against you? Amen. Hallelujah. When you come to understand and you see clearly the omnipotent and the omnipresent one, you can fear no more. When you begin to see His love and your inseparability from Him, when you begin to see that you are one flesh with Him, you enter into your rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you see, what you eat and what you wear is no more your problem. Amen. Those things become the elementary things. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Jesus Christ gave, He was about to speak in parables. He was talking about, you know, beware of the, you know, the yeast or the leaven of the Pharisees. And you see, the disciples at that point were already equating it to bread. They thought He was talking about food. And He told them, you of little faith, don't you remember that a few days back, I converted just 5 loaves of bread for thousands to eat? Can't you see from that is not the problem? The problem is not in your... Those things are minor things, amen, when you come into, you know, this relationship with God. Hallelujah. Because in this relationship, you begin to understand that anything that you want, anything that you ask, is done. Why? Because you are one with God. Hallelujah. That's why it says that when two or three are gathered in my name, hallelujah, there I am in their midst. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Amen. Is that union that created this whole universe? Is that union that brought forth the things that are seen in this world? And is that union that we ever need for our security and our peace? Amen. Your riches, amen. Your gathering and gathering and gathering into back and counts, amen. And gathering on the earth to provide security will never help you. Amen. You're getting married to a man, you know, or a husband, or having children, you know, thinking that these things are things that will act as a wall of defense and protection around you, will only fail. Hallelujah. The only thing that you ever need for your sustenance throughout eternity, amen, is the revelation, is the understanding, is the awakening to the fact that you are in Christ, that you are Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is one with God the Father? Amen. So isn't it wonderful? Amen. This is good news for each and every one of us. All we just have to do is now exercise ourselves to this godliness. Awaken to it from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody asked, but brother, how do I get out of this situation? How do I come into this victory? Look, I understand that what you're saying is true. But how do I come into this union? How do I come into this light, this fellowship in light? Amen. How do I resurrect from the dead? Quickly turn to the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15, verse 51 to 55. I'm going to show you a mystery here. Amen. He says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Amen. But we shall all be changed. Amen. Hallelujah. Meaning that some that sleep. Amen. Talking of brethren here, some sleep who die off in the flesh, and some of us who remain in the flesh, we do what? We experience a change. Amen. We shall be changed. In verse 53 says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Amen. So when this corruptible shall have put on immortality or incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, death shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in what? In victory. Amen. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is what? Is sin. Amen. Hallelujah. The strength of sin is in the law. But thanks be to God who given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, wonderful, precious truths. Wonderful word from the Lord. Amen. He says, I shall show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Amen. In the twinkle of an eye, we shall be changed. Amen. Hallelujah. What is it? When it talks of change, what does this change mean? Amen. What does this change mean? It's very important we understand this particular basic truth. What does this change mean? Amen. This change is something that occurs where? In our minds. Amen. That changing occurs what? In our minds. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a change that occurs in our minds that causes us to put aside all that sense of mortality. Amen. To put on what? The true sense of immortality and incorruption, which is actually the image of the living God. Hallelujah. Remember that the transgression of Adam is causes what they call a conformation to an image that is mortal and corruptible. It causes, you know, man to, it causes Adam to be conformed into the glory and image of a mortal, corruptible man. You read this in Romans chapter 1. Amen. That is the transgression. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the teaching of this world. That is the influence of this world. Amen. Of this satanic age. It causes you to conform yourself to a flesh and blood identity. It causes you to want to conform yourself to a man that was born in the flesh some years ago. Amen. Not understanding your true origin in the immortal glory of the Father. Hallelujah. But all that is abolished as we listen with a single eye. Amen. It's a focused eye of the Spirit. Amen. As we open our eyes of the Spirit, hallelujah, amen, and we block that other eyes that beholds earthly things, and we begin to listen to the trumpet sound in the Spirit, because the trumpet is sounding in the Spirit right now. Can you hear the trumpet? Can you hear the voice of the trumpet? It's the message of God calling people onto Mount Zion. It's the message of God calling His sons back from ignorance into the light. Hallelujah. That's why it says, to him that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. It's a spiritual message. It's for those who can discern what the Lord is doing in this hour. Those who are elect in the Spirit, who can hear what the Spirit is saying, these are the ones who hear the trumpet. Hallelujah. Amen. The trumpet is not a physical trumpet that is sounded sometime in the future when an angel descends. Hallelujah. Yes, angels descend, but we're talking of, these are spiritual events that occur. It's the Spirit that is sounding. Hallelujah. It sounds through men, and it sounds by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And as you listen to the word of God, there is a transformation, a conformation back to your original image. Amen. That sense of mortality is destroyed. That sense of the humanity within us is destroyed. Amen. And we get back to our roots in the immortal and invisible God. We get back to our true image in Christ, who is the true God. Hallelujah. We begin to awaken. Hallelujah. This is the transformation that occurs. It occurs in your mind. It's not talking about the physical, that your physical body is changed somehow to become immortal for you to live on this earth forever. Cancel all that thing, amen. Cancel all that, amen. Hallelujah. Just begin to understand what the Spirit is saying in this hour. We are being changed, amen. We are begin to put on an incorruptible nature. Amen. Hallelujah. We are beginning to get back to our true original nature, which is like that of God. Amen. Very important we understand these things. Amen. We are beginning to understand that we are in Him. Amen. In that day you shall know. Amen. He's not coming to teach you. He's not coming to make you. No. He's trying to clear the veil, destroy the veil over your face so that you can see who you are. Amen. You go to Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25 from verse 6 to 9. Let's quickly round up with this scripture. Amen. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering, cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He shall swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. Amen. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the salvation of the Lord that is being revealed here in these last days. Amen. It's not our taking up wings to fly away to heaven, somewhere out there in the blues. No. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not about our meeting Jesus, you know, someday in the future and holding him and loving him. No. Hallelujah. It's about the veil or the ignorance in our minds being destroyed. Hallelujah. When that veil is destroyed, it's destroyed as the light presses through. Amen. It's destroyed as we hear the trumpets. Amen. Hallelujah. That veil in our mind is torn apart. Amen. And we begin to comfort. Amen. In victory. All the tears. All the fatigue. Amen. All the fear of tomorrow. All the sense of loneliness. Amen. The sense of being orphaned. All your pain, emotional pain, is cured in a twinkling of an eye. Why? Because you now know who you are. You now enter into your comfort and into your rest, because you are now back into that secret fellowship, into that secret union. Hallelujah. I say secret because the world is not aware of it. Neither can the world be aware of it. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know this thing. You see this thing because you live in it. Hallelujah. Amen. In that day, he will give you a name that no man can know. Nobody can know except you and the Father. It's between you and the Father. It's a secret between you and the Father. Hallelujah. You now come and live. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, to you, to God be all the glory. Just take these words and run to them. Hallelujah. Take these words. If you are seeking healing, if you are seeking rest, if you are seeking glory, hallelujah. This is what you should hold on to. Amen. Come and listen to what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Hallelujah. With a single eye. Amen. And get transformed. Get conformed into the image of Christ. Come into him. Because in him lies all the blessings. Hallelujah. In him lies the fullness of the glory of God. Amen. So death is simply ignorance. Ignorance of our true selves in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And the result of that is our problems, our fears, our torments, which is simply what is termed hell. Hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Hell is not a place underneath the ground somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Neither the people who go to the physical areas out there. That one is not dead. Amen. Let us understand this time spiritually now and begin to arise. Arise from the realm of the dead into the realm of life. Father, to you be all the glory. Hallelujah. Father, I lift up my hands and I pray to the brethren out there. Fill them with the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Let your word, hallelujah, go forth. Hallelujah, as it was in the beginning, to dispel every darkness in the hearts of your people. To you be all the glory. Thank you, because the veil is being broken. The veils are being rented, hallelujah. And the people are coming forth into your glory. Hallelujah. Amen.